The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Hey, we're starting a GoFundMe page to help out the poor people of Martha's Vineyard. You want to help out?
You know, I think at some point, people who just revel in virtue signaling and liberal sanctimony ought to have to enjoy the logical fruit of their position, don't you? So, you know, I mean, if you want to say that that's what you truly believe, and someone gives you an opportunity to actually, you know, live out what you say you believe, you ought to take the opportunity to do that. But what did they do? They shipped them off to, you know, a military base inside of 24 hours.
It's the most amazing story. I tell you, it's a sad story, but it is ridiculously funny at the same time. I mean, here you have this playground of the most powerful people in the world, some of the most richest people in the world. Over 50% of the homes are sitting there empty right now. Many bedrooms that are empty, and they don't want them in their backyard. I mean, President Barack Obama, for example, Fox News has reached out to him. Mom's the word. He doesn't have a response on singer James Taylor, who was at the White House just last week. You know, he's got a house there. Open up a few extra rooms there. Let the people come in. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And one of the residents was quoted over the weekend as saying that it's just not a good place to get a fresh start, that there's just not many jobs available. Well, the Epoch Times, they looked at the local newspaper there, over 50 want ads for various jobs like dishwashers, kitchen, employees, you know, all kind of manual labor, things that these people probably could do. And they claim there's no jobs available.
Well, again, you know, it's liberal sanctimony turns into liberal hypocrisy, you know, and we're so used to it, it's just a cliche anymore. But, you know, as we get closer now to Election Day, it serves to highlight, you know, an issue that people are paying a lot of attention to, you know, outside of the economy and crime, you know, the immigration crisis and what we have going on the southern border right now is the top of the mind for a lot of American voters around the country right now. And for good reason, because I think this past week, they had, was it 80,000 in one day, I believe. So something incredible like that in terms of trying to, you know, get across the border.
Right.
And you're on track to 2 million in a year. I mean, it's a crisis beyond anything we've ever seen. And yet we're told, and recently, by the way, by the Biden administration and by Kamala Harris, that the border is under control, which, you know, I'm sure maybe surprised her when she found some of those illegals show up on her doorstep, you know, courtesy of Greg Abbott there outside the vice president's residence there in Washington, D.C. You know, so if it's so under control, how does this happen? How do we have this problem? And these people, you know, who are just being faced with a virtual fraction of what the governors in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona have to deal with on a daily basis. And they just go apoplectic and want to call out the National Guard. You know, the mayor of D.C. has tried to call out the National Guard twice, asked the Pentagon to send reinforcements, and they've said no, which, you know, I found kind of amazing. I thought the Biden administration would actually, you know, been there, but no. And again, it's just the height of hypocrisy. Voters see that. They see that this is not under control. It's a serious problem. And this is making liberals and Democrats in a lot of these states face up to that fact, which is good for us from a political standpoint. And, you know, I mean, they've helped cause this problem. So now they're going to reap the fruits of it.
I mean, really, where do they think is a good place for these people to go? I mean, evidently Washington, D.C. is not a good place. Chicago's not a good place. New York's not a good place. Now we find out Martha's Vineyard's not a good place. Where is the good place for them to go?
Well, in their mind, it's, you know, hey, in Texas or Arizona, you know, places that they think if they stay there long enough and eventually they might be able to become voters and it might help turn those states they think purple to blue, et cetera. You know, it's like a electoral form of, just terraforming. I think, you know, whenever you're going to try to change the atmosphere, and it's intentional. And this goes all the way back to the 60s, you know, when Ted Kennedy was basically writing the legislation that changed our immigration laws from back in the 50s and 60s. And it's been picking up the pace and on steroids ever since. And then what little border that we supposedly do have ends up no longer being enforced. And we are where we are today.
Yep. Well, and the answer is pretty simple. November the 8th. We show up and vote November the 8th.
100%. I mean, you know, we as Republicans in South Carolina, I mean, we have gone from a virtual non-existent minority to the largest, most successful political organization in the state because of our conservative principles and our ideas, and then the people who do the work to turn out voters on the basis of those principles. And that's where you can come in. You can go to scgop.com/volunteer. Find something to sign up to do today. You can be a poll watcher. You can help make calls. You can help do door knocks. Many different things you can do. Point is, we just need you to do something. And this is a participation sport, as they like to say. Politics is a participation sport. We can complain. That's great. But we also have to do something. And that's where November comes in, and that's where you come in. So scgop.com/volunteer. Love to have you on board.
Yeah, we need volunteers, and we need money. Write a check. You can donate as well at scgop.com. Good to have you as always. We got a lot to cover over the coming weeks as we head towards November the 8th. Look forward to it, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joey. Have a great day.
Always a pleasure. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.